Except when I do mind, and sometimes I mind a lot. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Been engaging in a lively discussion this afternoon about whether it means that I care more about people here illegally than I do care about Americans. If I explain to people who are here illegally how to protect their rights. And I want to answer that really briefly because I got upset with Chad. I'm sorry. We were having a little heated exchange. These things happen. Chad, brother, it is because I love and care about Americans and America so very much that I will refuse to permit the due process rights guaranteed in our Constitution to people here illegally to be abused. It is because of my love for Americans and America that I stand up and say what I have been saying. And by the way, I think the nearly 250 people sitting in a gulag in a concentration camp in El Salvador cooperated, and yet they had their due process rights ripped away from them illegally. We got a U.S. citizen picked up illegally in Florida. They cooperated. Where are their due process rights? That person's sitting in jail right now. I'm not having it. To be an American means to understand and care about the Constitution. Oh, let's go to the phones. Ollie from the Northwoods, you're up, ma'am.
Well, I would like to tell that gentleman caller that it's very hypocritical for the president to demand and receive all due process of the law over umpteen years. He's been given the benefit of the doubt and given all the due processes that were deemed for him. So for this gentleman to decline the due process of someone living here in the United States, when that's what the Constitution says, any person here, it doesn't say this person or that person, just any person.
You're 100% right, Ollie. Either the law matters, either the Constitution matters, or it doesn't. Or it doesn't. Dale from Wausau, thank you for being patient.
Yeah, thanks, Maggie. I would like to keep it light, but it's getting harder and harder to keep it light.
Yes, sir.
I had heard about another Texas man that you had mentioned that was deported by mistake. I'm hoping that something is being done to get him back here. All of these 250 should be brought back and given due process. And how many more deportees were deported by mistake, especially because none of the deportees were given due process? And this is the most troubling thing by far to come out of the Trump administration, the denial of due process.
It strikes at the heart of America. As I've said repeatedly, the single most important right in a democracy is the right to petition the government for redress before the government takes your property or puts your person, your body, into a prison. To petition the government for redress. This is the foundation of our democracy. That is what is at stake. No more, no less. Cam from Appleton, very patient, my friend. What say you this afternoon?
Thank you. Chad, you got to understand that the whataboutism nonsense doesn't really jive with most anyone. But even if you were to boil it down to that, the president just said about the Florida University shooting that happened, just, oh, these things just happen. But he raised absolute hell over the Teslas being exploded because that hurt his buddy. like students shouldn't be afraid in schools. You want to talk about Lake and Riley? Why are we putting up like that? That is a horrible event. It should never have happened. That gentleman that person that murdered her got due process. Mr. Garcia did not. None of those people that got deported did not.
Yes, 100%, Cam. Thank you for those points. Mark, you're up next. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, the guy that murdered Lake and Riley happened to be an illegal immigrant. I mean, more, like you mentioned, more actual citizens have committed that kind of crime than immigrants. He's an outlier. And why they had to have a law to prove a point, they're just trying to prove some kind of point. I mean, you're pointing out specifically what the Constitution actually says is that no person, every person is due the due process rights. And to remind him that every single one of our founders would have been considered an illegal by the British government, who we're trying to separate ourselves from. They would have been hauled off and tortured and probably drawn and quartered, under the Court of England. I mean, that the law is supposed to mean something. For everybody is entitled to due process. Every single one of these deportees is entitled to due process. And for the Trump administration, all the people advocating for the Trump administration, operating under the Trump administration, their job is to faithfully execute the law, and they are not doing it. They're in violation of their oath of office.
100%. That's what a Republican judge wrote yesterday. It will reduce their oath of office to meaninglessness. It will turn the law, rule of law in this country into lawlessness. He begged our friend Chad. Chad, the judge was talking to you when he said this case presents a chance to vindicate the rule of law in America and to summon the best that is within you, Chad, while there is still time. Charles, sir, always good to see you. Ooh, I'm getting a lot of feedback on Charles, so I'm going to let him go. Thanks so much, folks. I want to get in. My good friend Terry Barr for What's Good Local and Overlooked, because we all need a little bit of that. I mean, I have some final thoughts on this very topic in the last segment of the day, so keep it locked right here. But let's bring Terry on. Thanks so much for hanging out a little bit, Terry. So important to talk to folks about this. People are fired up. Fired up. Terry, are you there? There you are.
I am here. And indeed, it's been very interesting to listen to the conversation and the callers. Everybody really has their heart kind of laying out there with regards to this. And thank you, Maggie, for leading such an important discussion, too.
Try my best. It's Friday. Yes. Long weeks.
Long weeks. I'm here to lighten it up for you. I've got two fun things.
Excellent.
Let's start with this. I know everybody's so excited about the NFL draft in Wisconsin, in Northeast Wisconsin, of all places, Green Bay. It's going to be amazing. But I bet this is something you didn't know. The city, of course, is trying to put on its best face because 250,000 people are going to be showing up. And of course, it will be seen around the world. So if you're thinking, well, what could I do to tie in football and Earth Day? This is what's happening. The city is opening up multiple opportunities for anybody who wants to come and clean up. They have various places where they're going to be planting new trees, whacking the weeds, and simply just making everything look as gorgeous as it can. And I talked to one of the city leaders about this. He's the communications manager, Michael Bergman. I love this. He called it, we have pig skin pride and a loving purpose. So there you go. If you want to sign up and do something on Earth Day, which is Tuesday, and tie it in with the NFL draft, go to the website. It's greenbaywi.gov. And you can find all kinds of information and chances to sign up to help out. If that's your way to get involved in the draft, That's a good one.
Yeah, get combo. I am personally so excited to see the draft in Green Bay. We had the director of public affairs for the Packers on the show yesterday, which was so much fun.
Aaron has been there forever. Aaron Poppy. He has worked there forever.
He was a great guest. We certainly look forward to having him back. Maybe to give us a little redux on how the draft went. That would certainly be a bunch of fun.
Yeah, well, and it's so interesting when they think it could be 250,000 people visiting. Green Bay is only 100,000 people. So this is just going to be bonkers and so much fun to watch. I have so much pride in Green Bay right now.
I've been a big UWGB fan for a long time.
Yeah.
A guy that played high school hoops for my high school, Rufus King. Went to UWGB, and his dad was the coach there for a long time. So I've always watched UWGB and especially their men's hoops program. And it's big fan of that city, big fan of Green Bay Pride.
Well, here's the next thing for you. I know you said you kind of wanted to have a sort of an Easter discussion at the end of the show. So I'm bringing you some bunnies. How about this?
Oh, give me some bunnies.
Okay, good. Well, you know, Easter and the Easter bunny. But if you're thinking about adding a bunny to your family right now, you know, many humane societies out there will say, wait, think about it. Don't do it just on the last minute idea, you know, even just because it's Easter. Here's a great idea I just learned about. The Oshkosh Area Humane Society works with families and helps kids learn what it would take to adopt an actual bunny. But first, you have to adopt a what I would call stuffed animal bunny. This is such a great idea. They help you learn how to take care of it and what it actually means if you get a real bunny. So let's hear what Emily Anderson, who is with the shelter, says about this program.
The younger children who maybe don't have a pet at home can have the experience of coming to a humane society and seeing adoptable bunnies that they can then be responsible for when they take them home, while learning about how to care for real bunnies. If they maybe are missing a tail or an eye or a button on their little outfits, we have one of our staff person who fixes them up, you know, heals their boo-boos so they're all ready to go. So just like the real live bunnies if they have issues. So typically we like them to come here and meet the bunny, fill out an adoption application. They can fill out the application before they come here online on our small animals page. And then meet the bunny, meet with Sarah, talk through all the care and behavior and nutrition that they need. And usually Sarah will let them go home with the bunny the same day.
That's so
hands-on
cute.
Learning, Maggie. How about it? And the stuffed bunnies that the kids have to take home first, those are all rescued as well from area thrift stores. I think this is a fabulous idea and something that I had never heard of before.
That is just so lovely and heartwarming. Yeah. Thank you, Terry. I needed that. I think everybody listening needed that. What are you doing? Do you celebrate the holiday get together? Anything special planned for the weekend?
We do. It's always a family weekend. So that's the plan this weekend, to see family and just kind of relax for a minute before everything cranks up for the draft and Earth Day next week.
Well, have a wonderful time with your family. I have to say, one of the items on my agenda for the weekend is I love a spring pea soup.
Oh.
That is one of my like ab fab things to eat. And I love making soups because you can make a huge vat of soup and then freeze it and you've got it. So I'll be making some spring pea soup this weekend in celebration. I will share a bit with some of my friends. My folks are still in Arizona, so I'll be doing like the Friendsgiving version of Easter, I guess. Is how
you good,
put it.
Good.
So that'll be a bunch of fun and certainly nourishing, I hope, as well. Some good food.
Do you put the ham bone in the pea soup?
Oh, hell yes, because it tastes delicious. But yes, that is a different type. So that is like a bean soup. When I do a white bean soup, that gets the ham bone. But the spring pea, I mean that brilliant green, creamy soup. Oh, you're making me hungry, Terry, and I'm the one that's talking about it.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, and everyone have a wonderful weekend. And if you celebrate, happy Easter.
Happy Easter. If you celebrate it, Terry, and happy Passover to everybody that is listening, if that is your holiday of celebration, we're going to come back with some final thoughts on this heavy week of news. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.